Certainly, Arthur Ashe is an accomplished athlete. He's won many major titles. He's won the Wimbledon Championship, the U.S. Open Championship, the Australian Championship. But he probably has accomplished one of the biggest things in his life, as he has authored a three-volume book called A Hard Road to Glory, which is the history of the African-American athlete, which goes over a period of time of 1619 to present. And it is the first definitive history of the black athlete in America. It was the result of 6 years of research, and he now joins us on Sports Byline USA. Good evening, Arthur.
Good evening. How are you?
Can I ask you this? I had the sense that maybe you were on a mission when you wrote this book.
Yes, I would have to agree with you. When I was small, was forced almost to read books about tennis, history books by Bill Tilden, Don Budge, William Talbert. And later on, I guess when I was just trying to find that one volume about the black American athlete written by some distinguished author, I found it was not there. So I guess I just had the audacity to think I could do it myself.
Being an accomplished black athlete yourself, you must have had some perceptions in your mind as to what you would find once you got into this six-year odyssey. Were you surprised in any particular way once you got into it?
Yes, I was very surprised. I was on two levels. One, I was surprised at what I did not know, first of all. And secondly, I was surprised at what I found or thought was the importance of the black American athlete to black American history, which I think has been understated and underappreciated. And there have been several instances, which I obviously list in the book, wherein I really do think certain athletes at certain times have literally influenced the thinking of an entire generation of black Americans.
Can you be more succinct about that?
Oh, yes. Well, for instance, July 4th, 1910, when Jack Johnson defeats Jim Jeffries in Reno, Nevada, in what came to be known with a Broadway play written about it as the Great White Hope fight. Jim Jeffries had been the world heavyweight champion, and he had retired for 5 years. He came back at the behest of one of your denizens out there, Jack London. Jack London had seen Jack Johnson win his heavyweight title in 1908. But anyway, the story I'm about to make is that Jack Johnson won this fight very handily, and he taunted Jim Jeffries, and the racial antagonism afterwards was so bad that in the week following the fight, 19 blacks were killed and 34 were injured, and reprisals across the country. But it was the most awaited event that black America had ever known in its entire history here.
They had the first acknowledged champion at that time, did they not?
Yes. Jack Johnson was the first boxer to be acclaimed world heavyweight champion, although there had been two other world champions, in one in cycling, Major Taylor, who was the world sprint cycle champion in 1899 and 1900. And then there was the world lightweight boxing champion, Joe Gans of Baltimore, who was a champion before Jack Johnson. But the heavyweight championship is obviously the nonpareil division.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip around a little bit here because I want to give our listeners an overview of this three-volume book, and I hope you got paid by the word or by the pound.
Something like that.
But you do say that there was a period of time, a five-year period, you say for black athletes, this five-year period between, I guess, 1946 and 1951 was the most memorable 60 months in their sports history. Can you explain that a little bit as well?
Yes, well, there were several things that happened right after World War II. One is that black soldiers had acquitted themselves extremely well in World War II. I think the country in general was just much more receptive to cultural diversity. After all, we had been fighting the war against the notion of racial superiority by the Adolf Hitler and his notions of Aryan cultural supremacy. And the civil rights groups in the U.S., especially those in the labor movement, had made athletics an issue. And so between 1946, when Joe Louis had just come out and it was near the end of his career and Jackie Robinson just started, and 1950, when the NBA, the NFL, and bowling, tennis, and golf were all integrated. It just culminated at the end of an incredible 60-month period when, if you looked at what had happened before 1946, no one could have guessed that many major sports would have been integrated by then. But that indeed was the case, and obviously the modern era of the black athlete starts in that year, 1946.
As you take a look at the period of time that's covered in the three volumes, from 1619 to present, and you take a look at the advancement of the black athlete, how do you characterize that in terms of progress? And I suppose, Arthur, there's two ways really to look at that, is there not, in terms of the athlete, the black athlete himself, and also in terms of athleticism overall? Probably one is smaller and the other is larger.
Yes. What we think of as the domination by the black athlete of some sports, say like basketball, or the development of a black style of displaying their athleticism, a la, say, Michael Jordan or Eddie Payton or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Elgin Baylor or people like that, that was unheard of in the 1950s. And so what we see today is a relatively new phenomenon. But on a much larger level, the black athlete has been extremely influential in affecting black American history. I mean, for instance, one of the bellwether events in the 60s of the black social revolution was when Muhammad Ali in Houston, Texas, refused to cross the line for induction into the U.S. Army in 1967. And the following year, based partially on the courage, I guess, of Muhammad Ali, Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their fists in Mexico City during the Olympics. And these were the most obvious and most visible symbols of what had taken place during the 60s vis-a-vis the black social revolution, outside of, obviously, the work of people like Dr. King.
One of the things that struck me in taking a look at the information and reading a little bit of in the various volumes is I was wondering how much of the development, or which was more influential, the successes in the development of black athletes or the social progresses that have been made by the black movement?
Well, if I had to rank the two, I would say the social progress, but black athletes have been an instrumental part of that progress.
Have black athletes and what they've done, the awareness has probably helped in some way for the black movement then,
progresses? Well, it's gone both ways. In one sense, let's take, for instance, in the South, where I was born. In April of 1954, there is a Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, saying that separate but equal facilities are no longer constitutional. Now, if you didn't have athletics where you could have whites, blacks, or Orientals, or what have you, to compete on what Jesse Jackson refers to as the common ground of athletic fields and courts, well, then whatever integration we may have attained may have taken a lot longer to do. And secondly, if you just look at the achievements of black athletes in this period in the 1950s and early 60s, a period of tremendous economic growth in the U.S., athletes were the most visible signs and symbols of what could be done if you really applied yourself. And as I said, the integration had only started in 1950. But let's just give you one example. The way they changed things and then changed people's minds. Before blacks were reintegrated into Major League Baseball, if some baseball player stole 20 bases a year, that was a lot. And then obviously within 15 years of the integration of baseball, Maury Wills is stealing 104. So blacks have literally changed every sport that they have decided to enter in great numbers.
We're spending time with the late Arthur Ashe. He was with us in 1989. This is an interview that we did at that time, and he was on to promote his book, Hard Road to Glory. And when we come back, we'll continue talking to Arthur Ashe about this extraordinary book about blacks and athletes. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world on America's Sports Talk Show.